required. 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details at T-Mobile.com. Motorola Edge requires 68-watt charger. Charger sold separately. Actual performance will vary based on usage and configuration.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Hey, so, how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
House settlement still on hold due to a court holdup. The Braves get a 3-run home run. Eli White, and the Braves win 4-1. Clemson heads to NC State on the diamond, and the NFL draft kicks off tonight. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Talk some NFL draft, some Clemson and college baseball, some PGA Tour. Dabo had an article out, met with ESPN recently. Chris Lowe writes some Dabo comments about the portal and the state of college football. Got some Major League Baseball updates, NHL playoff updates. We've got the House settlement updates. Some big picture stuff going on a Thursday. And Paul Strelo will be our guest, 8:05 this morning. We're going to talk Clemson football and basketball recruiting with TigerIllustrated.com's Paul Strelo, the guy that will guide us through this Thursday show that we'll hopefully have through the beautiful skies off in the wild blue yonder, the pilot, Mr. Morgan Thomas. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
How's piloting?
It's doing good. Yesterday, I took my flight instructor airplane test. Mm. And I started studying like Friday for it, last Friday.
Yeah.
And with Easter, it was a crunch. My instructor, I said, hey, he said, you need to get this test done. And I said, well, you know, can you give me 2 weeks? He said, you got 5 days.
Oh.
Get it done. So I basically, you know, went and locked myself in a room and studied that. Got a 96. So,
nice.
Hey, here we go.
Nice.
Another A, baby.
Nice. So you'll be able to teach.
That was what that test was for. I have to take one more of those. There's another, like, instruction type test. Like, it's more of about teaching and how to teach different types of people, but and learning, you know, styles. But, yeah, so I have to take that test and then – probably in May or June, I'll have to take a break from the radio because I'll have to go to Instructor Academy.
Oh, man.
What they have. So,
how long are you going to be out?
I think it's like a month or 2 months.
Oh, yeah. So you'll be off somewhere else?
Probably in Lawrenceville or Jacksonville. Depends on where they send me.
All right.
So,
well,
but
we're going to miss you, man.
First thing is the commercial license. So
good.
I got about 10 hours to go before I can take my commercial license test. So. Then I can charge you money for flying.
Nice.
Right now, if you and I fly, we could split the expenses. But if I get this license, then.
Buddy of mine's a pilot. He's got his own plane, and he flies around locally and does some stuff. He goes up recreationally every once in a while, but also does some business trips and some entertainment trips. So, yes, it's an advantage. Advantage, no doubt about that. Everything else good in life? Family good?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was tough last night. We had a tough loss on the softball field, man.
We've had a couple losses, too, in flag football. It's tough when your kids lose, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I don't know if there's a good – so I just try to focus on staying positive always, you know. Yeah. I try to be the goofy coach, you know. Yeah. Try to say –
that comes naturally to you.
It's
you're
really
not acting.
True. Yeah, you know, right. Goofy, you know, uncle kind of
right,
thing.
Right,
right. That's how I act.
You're the funkle.
Yeah. Yes. I try. You know, I mean, I want to try to get them I hate it for them, you know. Yeah. The older girls, they care. The younger girls, really, they're like, what was the score? You know? They don't know.
Yeah.
But,
Well, I have something to say about that. I listened to a podcast yesterday. You know, I'm a Jordan Peterson guy.
Okay.
I ask you to listen to Jordan Peterson all the time. You've never listened to him once. That's fine. That's
not
fine.
True. Not true.
He had Tim Tebow on.
Okay.
On his podcast yesterday. Talking about his foundation. But basically talking about Tim's upbringing. And Tebow tells this awesome story. First of all, it's, you know, he had a miracle birth. His mom had some things going on physically, and they told her to abort, and she didn't, and said it would cost the baby and the mom the life, and it didn't, and they lived. And he's a baby of five kids, and, you know, the mom and dad were missionaries all over the world. And his dad was, they were threatened to kill his dad several times if he preached and spoke the word ever. And he went through all that and still did it and all that. Anyway, but Tebow tells this story, and it's about how we need masculinity in the world. But there was a time there a few years ago where, man, masculinity was toxic. Like nobody, all men are bad and men are the cause of it. Anyway, and he tells a story that they moved back to the United States, and he's 5 years old getting ready to play some T-ball. Tim Tebow playing T-ball. And, you know, he's a pretty advanced athlete at five compared to the other five-year-olds. You see that. And the coach, the very first practice, the coach gets him out there and he goes, guys, I just want to let you little fellas know. He said, we don't keep score in the league, and this isn't about winning. This is the most important thing is to have fun. And Tebow raises his hand. He goes, nah, coach, winning. Winning is fun. And winning's the most important thing here. And so he said, the coach went over to his dad and said, we've got a problem. So what is it? Tim's too competitive. Timmy at the time. Timmy's too competitive. And he's like, his dad's like, no, you got a problem. And he talked about kids keep score. Now, sometimes at some ages they might not. But like my son, you know, we're all out there, hey, let's just have a good time, little fella. And in his head, he knows the score of every game. And he comes home, he's like, I said, did you have a good time, son? Nah, dad, we lost. Well, you can have a good time and lose. No, you can't. But what Tebow's point is that we keep scoring life. Like, don't we read in life? Aren't we teaching five-year-olds how to read? Don't we add and multiply and subtract? And we don't teach a five-year-old how to multiply and divide. But aren't we going through school age and learning how to do those life skill things? Well, this is a coping thing. In life, you're going to lose. In life, at your job or at your in your neighborhood or in your church or in your committees you're on or volunteer stuff you're doing, like, you're going to lose sometimes. So you got to learn how to lose. But I love this. I'm going to leave you with this on the Tebow stuff. Tebow, then, I mean, obviously, his mom and dad, they make him memorize Bible verses in order to play. But anyway, he says, look, winning's not the ultimate, obviously. He said, but what he learned through all that was, there's only two outcomes to a game. And the two outcomes are winning or learning. Because when you lose, you got to learn. So winning and learning. I love all that. But Peterson adds some really interesting stuff there in that games, all games, are very important. Because even though you're trying to win, both of you are cooperating within the rules of the game, so it takes a cooperation thing in there. So there is a coexistence aspect of even playing the game. And if not, then you'll just – oh, another thing, Tebow made a point. And I think Peterson might have made this point. You know, if you don't think kids want to win games, then just go let them – pick their own teams for a little pickup game or somehow. Of tag.
Okay, yeah.
You know what they'll do? They'll pick the best tag players.
And they'll get really competitive over there.
Right. Yeah. So we're trying to do what's not natural for them to tell them, oh, it doesn't matter. We're not going to keep
score. So no parents involved, they would do that.
Right. You say you pick the teams. They're going to pick the biggest, strongest, fastest athletes first in the game of tag.
Oh, yeah.
Freeze tag.
They want their side to win.
That's right. For sure. That's right. So anyway, I thought it was very interesting. I'm glad I spent an hour and a half listening to us. Really good stuff there. What are we going to do in segment two today?
Segment two, I wanted to talk about one of our players. I don't think we actually ever picked this and picked him in our QB challenge, but Lane Kiffin had some funny thoughts about Carson Beck and him making $4 million. And also, I wanted to kind of, I know you kind of hinted on it earlier this week, but another Iamaliava is in the news because Arkansas wants their money back.
Madden.
So I thought that would be.
You think he's named after the video game, named after the head coach?
John Madden? It wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me. All right. Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Segment two should be good. Clemson, NC State tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30, first a pregame show. Friday, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock pregame show. Saturday, 1 o'clock, 12:30 pregame show. Clemson is going to go tonight with Aiden Kanak, 6-0 with a 3.86 ERA. He'll be facing left-handed pitcher Dominic Fritton, who's 5-3 with 3.21. Tomorrow night, Drew Titsworth, 4-0, 2.86 ERA against Heath Evans, a right-hander, 3-2 with a 5.81 ERA. And then Saturday, TBA for Clemson. State's going to go with left-hander Ryan Morhan, who is 5-2 with a 3.75. State comes in ranked number 25 in the D1 baseball poll. Clemson number 2 in Baseball America, D1, the Baseball Writers, Perfect Game USA. We need more polls in baseball. We only have Baseball America, D1 Baseball, the Baseball Writers, Perfect Game in USA Today. We only have 5 baseball polls. Are there any Americans who aren't voting on baseball polls right now? We need more of that. Tigers 36-7, 13-5 in the league. NC State 27-12, 12-6. In the ACC. Hey, did you see the lacrosse team had a big win yesterday up in Charlotte? 16th ranked Clemson, 5th seed Clemson, moves to 13-5, 6-3 in the ACC. They used a second half burst to pull away from number 9 or 10 and 4th seed Duke up in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament. They won 15-7. And now Clemson gets number 1 North Carolina, top seed and number 1 team in the country. The Tar Heels are 16-0, 9-0 in the ACC. They play Friday at 5 o'clock, ACC Network, at the ACC tournament there. Braves, speaking of Clemson, Braves got a 3-run home run from Eli White in the bottom of the 8th inning yesterday to game-winning home run. Former Clemson Tiger and upstate native, Eli White hits the 3-run shot. They beat the Cardinals 4-1. Braves improved to 10-14 overall. Rest of Major League Baseball yesterday, Reds 5-2 over the Marlins. The Yankees beat the Guardians 5-1. Mets in a walk-off in 10-4-3 over the Phillies. The Tigers shut out the Padres 6-0. Nationals beat their cross-the-beltway rivals Orioles 4-3. Mariners 8-5 over the Red Sox. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6. It was a Twins double up. White Sox 6-3. Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Pirates shut out the Angels 3-0. It was an 11, the Rays beating the D-backs, cutting the head of the Snakes off, 7-6. The Brew Crew fell to the Giants, 4-2. A's beat the Rangers, 5-2, and the Rockies and Royals were rained out. Have you watched any NHL playoffs yet?
I can't say I've watched any NHL.
I'll ask it and you won't, but that's fine. I'm going to try to employ you to do that today. Man, it is high energy in these buildings right now. Capitals got an empty net goal late to seal it. They beat the Canadiens 3-1. They're 2-0 lead there. The Stars in overtime beat the Avalanche 2-1. Stars, same number of the score of the game as the number of the series right now. They lead it 2-1. And the Kings beat the Oilers 6-2. The Kings have a 2-0 lead there. Do you have softball tonight?
We do, but, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but, you know, the weather report is iffy.
And even if not, I got some late games for you. 6:30 TBS, Panthers and Lightning. Panthers lead 1-0 in a Florida series. At 7 o'clock, ESPN2, Maple Leafs and Senators. Canadian series here, Toronto leads 2-0. At 9 o'clock on TBS, the Golden Knights go to the Wild. That series knotted at 1. and 9:30 ESPN2, Jets and Blues in Winnipeg, leading that one 2-0 do that. Interesting PGA Tour event this week. We have the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, where the food is great, but more importantly, it's a different deal. You have two-man teams, some alternate shot and some best ball in there. And locally, we got Jonathan Bird is playing with Chesson Hadley. JT Post is playing with Keith Mitchell. Carson Young is playing with Akshay Bhatia. Kevin Kisner playing with Grayson Sigg. Jacob Bridgman playing with Chandler Phillips. Bill Haas playing with Martin Laird. And Andrew Novak playing with Ben Griffin. That's down at New Orleans starting today. I want to get into the house settlement stuff today. A judge has kind of delayed that. I want to get into what Dabo Swinney had to say to Chris Lowe, ESPN article, about the maddening world of college football. We'll get that for you coming up as well. So a lot to do here on a busy Monday show. I can tell you that my awesome friends, the Patterson's Tax Service, are still doing taxes right now. Look, if you live in a disaster, an area hit by the Hurricane Helene in the disaster area, you still got till May 1st to file your taxes. And to pay, by the way. To pay, did you get yours done, Morgan Thomas?
All done.
All right. All paid up.
I told you I like to make them wait.
All right. May 1st, get it done. Let the Patterson Tax Service do that for you. Stevie from Simpsonville sent something in yesterday, and he got his done and got the text back saying, hey, all finished up. So he's going to go pick those up today, I'm sure, and take care of all that. Still got a little time to do that because of the deadline extension. If you need to file one past that, they'll do that for you as well. And then do some tax planning with them later on. The very best of business, no matter where you're looking. Somebody out there hadn't done it yet. If you haven't, don't stress. The biggest thing is, as Stevie said yesterday, we don't stress about taxes anymore. We let the Patterson Tax Service take care of all that for us. And that I'm sure that when I'm going to live to be like 98, and they said, you know, he would live to be 91, but, man, he didn't have the stress of his taxes the last 40 years. He's done a great job with that. 864-859-8289, PATTAX.com. We'll talk some college football in segment two with Morgan Thomas right after this.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hey folks, there's something I want to talk to you about. You ready? I dropped 24 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan, and I did it without taking Ozempic or any of those other weight loss shots. And before you take a drug, here's something you should know. Now, GLP-1 is all the rage right now, but did you know that your body already makes it? Yeah, that's the appetite-fighting hormone. These popular drugs, they copy it, but the PhD weight loss program helps your body make it on its own. That means no side effects, no long-term risk, no major muscle loss, no rebound weight gain. Just lasting results, that's it. Dr. Ashley Lucas is doing real work, helping people lose weight naturally and keep it off without hunger or cravings, and most importantly, without a shot. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. You can do this without Big Pharma, I promise. Right now, call them. The first 11 people to do that get 2 free weeks added to their program, 15% off when you fully commit, a free supplement bundle, and that PhD Get Results guarantee. You got to call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
When you've been in business for nearly 55 years, customers trust you. That's Pendleton Tire. In business since 1971. With consistently high customer reviews, Pendleton Tire Company gets you on the road. From tires to wheel alignments, lift kits to custom accessories. Featuring Toyo, Michelin, Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and Nitto. You can trust Pendleton Tire Company like tens of thousands have for nearly 55 years. Open weekdays 8 to 5 on Mechanic Street. PendletonTire.com.
Do yourself a favor, make El Jimador Mexican Restaurants your choice for great Mexican dining. Whether it's their new El Jimador Elegante location on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, their Highway 81 location in Anderson, or Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, El Jimador offers great Mexican food daily for lunch and dinner. Check out their new menu and ask your server how you can eat free with a frequent diner punch card. Welcoming old friends and new ones alike, El Jimador Mexican Restaurants in Anderson and Clemson.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Every lottery ticket purchase keeps education in our state moving forward. In fact, the lottery has raised more than $200 million for state school buses to get our students to school safely every day. Then, the lottery helps those students go even further in their education by funding the Life, Hope, and Palmetto Fellow Scholarships. So remember, when you play the lottery, you're keeping South Carolina students on the road to success. Learn more at sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hite from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on Thursday. Live from the Kibbe Dome out in Moscow, Idaho, we will be giving you a full primer for NFL draft content with draft day approaching. Super excited to break down all the different teams, all the different potential trades, who's moving up, who's blowing smoke, and who's got legitimate intel. We'll break it all down from 9 a.m. to noon, and if you need any NFL draft content, you won't want to go anywhere else. We look forward to hearing from you.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Did I ever talk to you about the Metallica album they made, double album they made with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra?
No.
Yes. We'll play some of that later today. It's unbelievable how good it is. We'll play some of that today. We are safe inside. We're not looking underneath our beds for Enter Sandman because we're safe and sound inside of our Upcountry Fiber studios. Love Upcountry Fiber. Love the fastest internet speed available. High definition television, phone systems, office or home. Get the best, get the fastest. We are streaming more now than ever. We're doing more online now than ever. So we want you to do it over at Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. And the five upstate counties, do it. Get better connection with Upcountry Fiber. Segment number two with Morgan Thomas.
Leave it to Lane Kiffin to turn a multi-million dollar deal into a punchline. Carson Beck left Georgia for Miami, really for a girlfriend, I guess, or maybe cheated on her.
Or was forced out at Georgia.
Yeah, you could say that. $4.3 million in an NIL package. Eyebrows were raised for sure because, was he really worth it? 4.3, hasn't played for Miami, really was kind of, we didn't pick him very much in our Elite QB Challenge. He threw a lot of interceptions toward the end of the season, too. No one had their eyebrows raised more, though, than Lane Kiffin on a recent podcast. He said, Miami gave him $4.3 million. Did they watch what he did against us? By the way, he had 186 yards, threw an interception, never even got into the end zone.
He was 20 of 31 for 186 yards, no touchdowns, one pick, five sacks, eight carries, minus 20 yards, no touchdown.
You know, this is not surprising for Lane Kiffin because he's been pretty outspoken about the NIL market and about having no caps. And he's talked about – it's kind of like he promotes it, but then he also makes fun of it as well. You know, boosters with deep pockets are definitely, calling the shots right now. And we'll see how it continues to go. Some of these deals have, to me, expectations that are a little bit, probably too high for some of these players. We talked about Nico a lot, right? But guys like Carson Beck making a ton of money. I mean, like, this is like life-changing amount of money. And, you know, they're not really even top at their position in college football. But they're going to make a lot of money because that position is very important. Now, can Carson Beck go into Miami and take down Clemson? Can they win the ACC? Can he fix Miami? Can he get Mario Cristobal to actually win something significant? I don't know. To me, I would bet more against Carson Beck than for him. I don't know if I would have spent $4 million on Carson Beck. Would you?
And plus, he's come back from an injury, an elbow injury, too. So elbow's easier than shoulder, but still. Schedule this year, they've got Notre Dame to open things up. They host Florida. They go to Florida State. They host Louisville. Go to SMU. The thing about Mario Cristobal is now is that I keep hearing about how, this team is great and this program is back and blah, blah, but yet they'd always just find ways to not get it done somehow, some way. And last year, remember, they were 9-0 and ranked very highly, and then they lost to Georgia Tech, they lost to Syracuse, and they lost their bowl game, and so they lost three of their last four. And it just seems like that Cristobal gets out-coached on game day. And now we are, you know, we're not in the infant stages of Mario Cristobal anymore. Like, make sure I'm right with saying this, he's been there a minute. And so now he is entering his, he's entering his fourth year, 5-7, 7-6, 10-3. They did finish 18th in the country last year, the first time they've been ranked under him. But I'm not sure Miami's still, I'm not sure they can out Mario.
Super Mario.
Because, again, one of the things I always mention about when Kirby would make a coaching mistake is that they'll be so good that he couldn't Kirby it up. Well, I think Super Mario is going to overcome Mario at some point in time because he's farther away, and it's a harder deal at Miami than it is at Georgia. So he's not going to be able to get so much talent that they can't screw it up. That's the way I feel about it. Their lines of scrimmage are getting a little bit better here and there, but they just had the greatest quarterback they've had in the last 25 years, 20 years or whatever, and they lost three of the last four and lost a chance to go to the college football playoffs. They just win one of those or two of those four games and they go. So I don't know, man. I think Mario is one of the worst game day coaches in the country.
Ouch.
He builds good programs, but they don't on the field on Saturday, they underachieve. And I think you saw that again last year.
Who's the best game day coach in the country?
Oh, I think you got to go with somebody that constantly wins or overachieves or covers the spread. I had to think about that. The okay. best game day coach.
Why are you thinking about that? By the way, talking about their former player, Cam Ward.
Yes.
You know, the Tennessee Titans today are expected to make at least most of the experts out there saying that Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of controversy right now because he's wore number one at Washington State. He wore number one at Miami, but at Tennessee, number one belongs to the Hall of Famer Warren Moon, and it's currently retired.
Well, he won't get it then.
So Warren Moon says maybe he's open to unretiring his number.
Nah.
Would you be okay with that?
No. You don't unretire numbers for rookies.
You don't think he is worth it? You don't think he's going to live up to the expectation of wearing a number one?
No.
I wouldn't do that either. I kind of, you know, we did that here at Clemson, allowing Deshaun to have number four, and that worked out pretty well.
I told you the funniest thing of all that is that when we had Steve Fuller on the air, on the show, and Steve said, because it had that patch that he wore.
Right, remember? That big Steve giant Fuller. Patch, yeah.
And the patch said Steve Fuller, 1974, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't see the 1974, 1978 numbers. But Steve Fuller, when he wore that patch for the first few games or whatever, Fuller's wife got phone calls. I mean, it was so sorry to hear about Steve. They thought it was a
no.
a memorial for
Ouch.
Him.
Ouch. Oh, gosh.
that he'd done, he was gone. But no, he was not gone. No, he's not gone for sure.
That didn't work out as intended.
No.
I would have never thought that was like, you know, death, birth and death.
Here's what you do. You don't retire the number, you retire the jersey. So in other words, you can still wear the number. Anybody can wear number one. You retire Warren Moon's jersey, not Warren Moon's number. Does that make sense? You put his jersey
You run out of
up.
Numbers if you do it too long. If you're really good. Like did the Yankees do that? I mean, they do, right?
They retire the number. So nobody wears number one. Nobody wears number two. Nobody wears number three. Nobody wears number four.
So they're to a point where you can't. You really got to be in the 90s.
Let me give you this. Yankees retired. It's unbelievable.
They probably have a lot.
But look, you look at who it is, and yeah, so Billy Martin retired number one, Derek Jeter was two, Babe Ruth three, Lou Gehrig four, Joe DiMaggio five, Joe Torre six, Mickey Mantle seven, Bill Dickey and Yogi Berra two at number eight, Roger Maris is number nine, and Phil Rizzuto is number 10. There's no more single digits.
Well, you can't be a single digit at all at Yankees.
Not in the Yankees, you
can't.
That's crazy. Thurman Munson 15, Whitey Ford 16, Jorge Posada 20, Paul O'Neill 21, Mattingly 23, Elson Howard 32, Casey Stengel 37, Mariano Rivera, 42. Reggie Jackson, 44. Andy Pettit, 46. Ron Gidgey, 49. Bernie Williams, 51. Those are the numbers that are retired. You can't wear them anymore. But retire the jersey, not the number. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to – now at this point, I wouldn't want to go back for the Yankees, though.
No, you can't do it now. I'm saying you got to do it moving forward for any team moving forward. Retire the jersey, not the number.
I think if I mean, Tennessee, you know – Warren Moon didn't play for the Titans anyways, right?
Right.
So yeah, there's some controversy with that too, right?
Yes.
But I guess they are the former Oilers. So he said he's thinking
That great Tennessee Titan, Earl Campbell, sure had a great career all those years ago.
You
never heard of Earl Campbell, have you?
You know, today I have.
No, my word. Anyway.
Today I learned. Continuing on the discussion of quarterbacks, NIL demand and money. It's all about money. But Arkansas dropped the hammer and shook up college football a little bit because their NIL, they're demanding freshman quarterback Madden Iamaleava, who is the younger brother of former Tennessee quarterback Nico Iamaleava, who is now at UCLA, who was in a, you know, sort of trade deal from what we're seeing.
Well, he originally committed to UCLA. Backed down on Sunday and signed with Arkansas because they gave him more money.
Well, now Arkansas is demanding $200,000 back from Madden. And he only spent a few months with the program.
Speaking of that, that's what Aguilera got at UCLA to go to classes for a little bit and play for spring football. He got $200,000. And he's gone. I'll tell you this. Look,
this is what colleges need to do.
Here's the deal.
I like it.
I don't want to move to Los Angeles. I don't want to live in California. I don't want to uproot my family for 2 months. But if UCLA, if you're paying me $200,000 to go out there and toss around the ball a little bit in spring ball, I'll take it.
Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Fayetteville, Arkansas, I've never been. I heard Fayetteville's kind of nice, but I heard the rest of Arkansas is not. Look,
it's kind of like Clemson.
Here's the deal. I'll take it. You're going to pay me $200,000. To go, and for Madden, it was just to hold the clipboard a little bit. I can hold the clipboard for 2 months, for 15 practices, for $200,000.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wonder what these guys do with, like, classes.
You think they even go?
No.
If they do, are they paying attention?
No.
They're on the phone their whole time?
No, they're not going to any classes anymore. There is no student athlete.
They're all online?
Athletes.
Now, pretending to be online?
They're not even taking classes. Who cares about classes and education?
I saw this thing on Reels on Instagram where this girl, she took like Vaseline. All right, now I'm giving you, if you're a student, don't listen to me here. She took Vaseline and rubbed it over the webcam on her laptop so it kind of blurred it out so you couldn't see their eyeballs. And then got onto some sort of AI program and she could real-time screenshot the quiz, and it would give her an answer, real time. And so she got 100 on the test, and she showed exactly how she did it. I'm like, You know, you're going to get busted, obviously, if you're doing this on social media.
I don't know if this story is true.
Does anybody really do anything, take any tests now?
Here's the thing. I don't know if this story is true or not, okay? But a friend of mine's brother, I go to this guy's wedding, okay? And I go, and his brother is there. His brother's in the wedding.
Your wedding crasher?
No, I'm not crashing. I was actually invited to the wedding. And the brother tells me, hey, man, I'm not going to tell you. It's an SEC school he went to. I'm not going to tell you what SEC school he went to. It's not in the state of South Carolina. He said, let me tell you what I did in college. I said, what's that? He goes, I paid this Asian guy money, and he went down and got my birth certificate, and he got a driver's license.
No.
He said the guy took every single class with me. He said, I paid him, and he took every class for 4 years. My mom and dad show up for graduation, and I put the cap and gown on, and I walk across the stage, and the department head for his major, when they call his name out, the guy looks at me like, what in the world? He said, buddy, I'll be honest with you. I never attended the first class. Paid this guy to do it the entire time.
Now you can just do it online. You don't even have to go through.
No, you don't even know who you are anymore. You don't know where a single classroom is. Your classroom is your apartment.
See, this is what I like about flying and getting my pilot license. To me, it's harder than an MBA at Clemson because you take your tests, you do your studying, and you do your normal tests like you would in college, right? Yeah. That part is very similar to college. But then once you get enough flight hours, you have to go sit in front of somebody who's like 40, 50, 60 years old, who's been doing it for 50 years.
Well, let's be clear.
And you have to prove what you can do in face-to-face to somebody.
Let's be clear. If you're cheating on an MBA, there are victims, but there's not life or death victims. Well, if you do it in pilot school, you're taking people's lives in your own
hands.
Yes,
very true. Very okay. true.
All right,
very true. Sure. Big difference. But I will say, I like that. I honestly like that style of, like, you know, having to go in front of somebody who knows what they're talking about and kind of proving that you're not, you know, just faking it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to fake pilot school.
Now, it is extremely stressful to have to go through that.
I don't want
to
fake any surgeons. I don't want to fake that. Any LASIK surgery, I don't want to fake that. To be honest with you, I don't want the guy putting my brake pads on to be faking that. You know? If you think about it.
You don't do that yourself?
If you think about it, the guy that puts your brake pads on and your rotors of your brake pads is one of the most important people in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't even know his name.
That's kind of sad. Mm. Tip our cap to all those out there. Putting the bat pads on.
I enjoyed segment two. We got Ask Mick segment coming up in the second hour.
I'll get you one.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. One of the most important people in your life is your mortgage officer and loan officer, and I did that when I made a great decision in 2010 maybe, to refinance our home. I did that, and then in 2014, gutted our home. My last two mortgages have been with Prime Lending, and Mark sat down with me and when we did our renovation, he said, let's borrow off the future value of the home. I was like, really? We can get more money that way? Yeah, of course. And it worked out, and our house was amazing when we got it all said and done. That's thanks to Prime Lending. It's going to be simple. It's going to be easy. It's going to be the best. Get three estimates. Let Prime Lending be one. And if it's one, they'll separate themselves from the pack. You'll love it. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break. Much more when you come back right after this.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Planta.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Get ready for a weekend of free family-friendly fun as the Bassmaster Elite Series returns to Lake Hartwell. Watch the best anglers in the world weigh in their catch and explore the exciting weekend expo featuring interactive booths from Whataburger, Toyota, Bass Pro Shops, even free boat demo rides. Plus, enjoy local vendors and mouth-watering food trucks. Join us at the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell, April 24th through the 27th at Green Pond Landing in Anderson, and catch the fun. For details, visit Bassmaster.com.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Greenville FCA is hosting a golf tournament Monday, April 28th at Pebble Creek Golf Club to raise money to help support its mission. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with a shotgun start at 9:30. There are over $20,000 in prizes and gifts on hand, and all players can participate in a silent auction. There's still some room available for groups if you want to play, and sponsorship packages are available at all levels. For more on how you can be a part of this fun and important day, go to the web at upstatescfca.org.
The NFL Draft is right around the corner. Get in at 654 Roar and let us know who you want your favorite NFL team to draft. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
See what I'm saying there, buddy? You got a little Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, the SFSO.
Is it too early for that?
No.
Hey, we're waking up the neighborhood.
No, it's never too early. Never too early. Good stuff there for sure, man. Great stuff. Hey, I want to talk to you about my great friends at Trail and Trail.com and Trail Tailored Homes. Back in April, they had the grand opening of the Foothills Community Healthcare, a new facility in Anderson that's helping those in the healthcare community and helping those individuals and families get high-quality healthcare, affordable healthcare there, and that's very, very important for in Trail in that decision. They've done a bunch of awesome. City Tavern right now, the overhaul of it is going on. I wish I could just play golf at these three golf courses. They're currently doing stuff for the Highlands Country Club, Wade Hampton Golf Club, and the Cliffs Mountain Park. They're doing all those things. They've got things going on all across the upstate right now. Signatures Apparel in Greenville, Pine Grove, Chimney Point, Ford Trucks in Greer, Greenville Aesthetics, Fountain Inn Baptist Church, AFL in Duncan, Stag Industrial in Spartanburg. They've got 11 projects going on just in the upstate of South Carolina that people are finding out. And from conception to completion, and the creation of great spaces. And I tell you this, one of the things I learned, what these 11 different projects are going on right now, is that Trail says if they don't leave your business better, then they failed. Not your building better. They want to leave your business better because there's relationships and how it all works out and things they learn from you and you learn from them. Just great stuff. No doubt about that. My great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Texture says, oh, I got a lot to do here. Let me get to several of these. Stay with it. Let me take a couple phone calls. I hadn't even paid attention to it yet. But I'll get to a couple of those coming up here in a second. NFL Draft Talk with Delvin up for a 654 Roar Draft tonight on ESPN and ABC and NFL Network, all kinds of networks. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah. Are you nervous? Drake got his Tennessee tight hat put on when he gets drafted number one yet?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think Drake knows who the Tennessee Titans are. He knows the Green Bay Packers. He knows the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think he knows the Tennessee Titans at this point.
Drake don't want to trade. He's going to pull an Eli Manning. He's going to trade one of those teams.
Yeah, he's going to hold them hostage like Eli did. Through all that. Remind me, Morgan, take off the air Eli Manning and Peyton Manning joke. Anyway, yeah, it's Cam Ward. And look, I think Cam Ward's got a chance, but I'm not sold on Cam Ward being some sort of Pro Bowl quarterback. And with the number one pick in the draft, I'm not sure I go that route.
You know what I want to see, though, for real, though? Tennessee Tiger, they say you should do it Sanders and see the whole place go crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going Shadir Sanders that early either.
Like Cleveland did Baker Mayfield a year, everybody thought they were going to Sam Darnold number one.
Yeah. Be interesting to see. Look, Ward had a good year. I don't know if Ward just sitting back there, like slowly dancing around the pocket, if that's going to do anything. But he had his down games as well in there with a good surrounding
cast. What do you think is the hot spot is tonight? The third pick.
I mean, to me, the third pick's going to tell how the rest of the top 10 go. All right? Like,
come with Cleveland.
No, Cleveland's got the second pick, right? Is that right?
Oh, who's got second pick? Yeah. Who got third pick?
The Giants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, the Giants. Yeah, I agree with how it goes.
So,
do they stay there and take either a quarterback or do they trade down? What do they do?
Yeah, and what they've done in the quarterback room and how that works out. To me, it's going to be very, very interesting to see because I think the top two picks are going to be Ward and be Travis Hunter. To me, the third pick kind of sets the rest of the draft. And so, we'll see.
Yeah, because a lot of people say that if a team do trade up, it's not for the Shadir Sanders, it's for Ashton Jennings, because this is Jacksonville is looking at Ashton Jennings at the field pick.
Here's my guess. I think the Giants go safe. I think they go like Abdul Carter maybe. Genty's going to be – there's some talk about Genty going to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And that helping out Trevor Lawrence a little run game. I like that pick. It'll be interesting to see what the Patriots do. They might go offensive line. They want to protect May. That might be like a Will Campbell pick or a trade down. Yeah. The Raiders might go – I've seen some Sanders stuff. They might trade up and get Genty. They might go Mason Graham. Tyler Warren. They won't go Tyler Warren, but Tyler Warren will be a top 10 pick. Will Johnson be a top 10 pick?
I don't think they can go Tyler Warren after they had Blake Bowers.
No, the Raiders won't go that route. The Raiders won't go that route. But somebody, the Bears or the Saints or the Panthers, the Jets, somebody will pick him in the top 10. It's going to be interesting to see. I think we'll see Kelvin Banks might go top 10.
What do you think about Jalen Milroe being invited to the draft? You know what's going to happen, don't you? Because I had a counter back on him before he dropped. I hate that.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I would go to the draft or not. I think if I'd want to be with my family. You know, like this, we'll go to the house. We'll go to the crib. We'll cook out.
If I'm a top 10 pick or not. I'm not going out there because, you know, like you see, you might drop. You never know.
Yeah, you don't want to be – who's Notre Dame quarterback? Brady Quinn. You don't want to be him sitting over there in a green room for 2 days, you know?
Yeah. So, I hope Jalen Milroe knows what he's doing.
Be interesting to see. I guess yeah, Sanders a goer. I guess Jackson Dart going in the first round. I wouldn't pick either one in the first round, but we'll see. Should be good.
Yeah, I know. And we think about Steve Angelico going to Syracuse as a transfer.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
they're
former Notre Dame
quarterback. Yeah, I did not see that. They're going to make their hay out now with transfer quarterbacks. But, you know, he can throw it. I don't think he's a great athlete. And we'll have to see, like, injury-wise, because he looks a little frail at times. But he came in, remember, in the playoff game. Was it Penn State? Yeah, he came in and he slung it. And he gave them a chance to move the ball a little bit. So it wouldn't surprise me if he does really well. We'll see.
Yeah, but like I said, man, it's a draft day in Green Bay. Man, it's going to be crazy tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see there what the community looks like and how all that works out.
The one thing I can guarantee is that the commissioner will get booed.
And I don't understand it. I think he does a pretty good job, to be honest with you. And I don't know why we boo commissioners. The NHL does it. Does the NBA, do they boo Adam Silver? Major League Baseball needs to, because Manfred doesn't know what he's doing. But... Goodell, I tell you one thing about Goodell. Goodell believes in himself. He's comfortable in his own skin. And why not? Mm-hmm. Remember at Augusta National, he's making gazillion dollars a year. I think he does a pretty good job, though. I think he has a hard job, but I don't know why fans don't like Roger Goodell. I think that's just like a trend, like you're supposed to boo him, so they boo him. Like he's the authority, like he's the establishment, and he's the oppressor, and we're all oppressed somehow.
To get Morgan a wrestling reference, it's like we're Stone Cold and he Vince McMahon.
Okay, now I'm following.
That's the bottom line. Because Delvin said so.
And you want to stun him.
Yeah.
Give him a Stone Cold.
What always got me about Stone Cold was, you knew he was going to do the stunner, but the announcer was always shocked. Because, you know, he set him up off the road and he goes, "Stunner!" It's like, no, you knew he was going to do it. But why did he act so surprised whenever Stone Cold would do it? Stunner! Anyway. So, and I make this argument with my wife all the time. And again, now I missed about 20 years of wrestling in there. I go from Ricky Steamboat, and I missed those. Somebody told me about the Hardy Boys the other day. Never heard of them. I missed about 10 years in there.
Somebody, that was me.
Oh, that was you. But to my knowledge, we've seen some great ones. But there was never has been and never will be another Stone Cold. Stone Cold did all the bits, all the skits. No one did a better job than Stone Cold through all that. He was not the greatest wrestler, but he's the greatest character they've ever had in professional wrestling. The beer stuff, the what stuff,
the what?
Yeah, the 316 stuff, riding in on four wheelers and ambulances and bulldozers and whatever else he could ride in on, and chasing Vince McMahon around, hunting gear, or baseball bats or whatever it was. There won't be another, you know, shaving heads or. There won't be another Stone Cold.
No, there won't be another Stone Cold. Nope. But like I agree with you, Mickey, the third spot, the Giants, is going to be the key.
It's going to be a key, man. And I think they go Carter because I think that's a good safe pick, even though they had a little injury stuff in there. And they need help there. But
do you think we're going to see some trades tonight?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw some people trade down because I don't like the top of the draft. I don't like the draft. I don't think this is a great class. So I think you'll see some people move down. I gave the 9. I'll give you the 9 again here I like in a minute. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, so I'm not crazy about Ward. I like Travis Hunter. I like Abdul Carter. I love Genty.
You like Travis Hunter?
Travis Hunter.
You don't think he's just too skinny?
No.
I worry about that. No. Durability.
No, I love Jalen Walker. I like Tet McMillan. At one point I'm gonna add was Barron, the corner from Texas. I'm liking him. I love Tyler Warren. Let's see who else. I love Jihad Campbell. I love Amario Hampton, Malachi Starks. Will Johnson. The injury kind of bothers me a little bit through some of that. Those are my 10 that I like. There's not a guy in the draft that I hate, in the first round stuff. There's not a guy that I say, man, this guy cannot make it. But there's a lot of red flags out there with some of the guys. I'm close to saying I really love Kelvin Banks, but injuries were a little bit of a factor there for him too. I'll tell you, of the offensive linemen, I kind of like Banks more than the Missouri tackle, Membo and Campbell. I think Campbell's a little bit overrated. I kind of like Kelvin Banks as the best offensive lineman in the class. So we'll talk about it. We'll see. Be interesting to see with all that coming up. A couple of minutes. Let me get Hal in here. Hal, I got about a minute and a half, man. Go right ahead. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm not sure you brought that up about the Steve McMichael having died, you know, from ALS and the NFL draft. Since I got YouTube TV, I just hope it's YouTube TV has multi-view things you can watch, several things all at once on one channel. I try looking for the NFL draft on multi-view, watch multi-view, because ESPN and ABC are also doing the game besides doing the draft besides NFL Network, and the son of Deion Sanders, I mean, he might go to the Raiders and the Panthers. I mean, they say they need another defensive back, and another wide receiver would really help, you know, because he might be better than Leggett was, or and I'm feeling, I mean, he's good too, but he's not.
I don't know what the Panthers are going to do. I've seen Jalen Walker a little bit to the Panthers. We'll talk about it. And by the way, Steve McMichael, I'm glad you brought that up. McMichael passed yesterday. Man, he was in bad shape, the ALS stuff, and that was hard watching. But speaking of wrestling and speaking of both those, the NFL and wrestling, Steve Bam Bam McMichael, man, what a football player. Hal, I got to get a break, man. Appreciate the phone call. What a sad story, man. That ALS, that's got to be the hardest thing to watch. That's the one, Mies. That's just tough. We got a very busy second hour with Morgan Thomas and Mickey Plotter. We would be delighted if you came back for hour number two right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560.